This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. Kirtan music relies on call and response chanting, mostly in Sanskrit. This devotional tradition has roots in India, but it's catching on in the U.S. You might hear it in yoga studios, and certainly now in concert halls. Tonight, singer-songwriter David Newman brings his brand of kirtan to the Tin Angel. He'll perform songs from his new album, which is full of sweet duets, and features an instrument seldom paired with kirtan, the ukulele. David's here with me now. Welcome. You brought your ukulele.
I did.
Can we hear it?
You can.
Does it have a name?
I haven't given her a name yet, but she is of the feminine persuasion, as most musical instruments are. She's made out of mango wood. I've had her for a few years, and I love the way she sounds.
Tell us about kirtan and its traditional instruments.
Kirtan originally comes from India, and so utilizes many of the traditional instruments which are used in classical Indian music. The harmonium, the ektar, tabla, and other kinds of other Indian instruments.
And what is sung about?
What are sung about are different aspects of being, different aspects of self, archetypes, aspects of the divine, gods, goddesses. And when we sing kirtan, it's a means to express our feelings of devotion, or what I like to call our sense of gratitude for life.
Is that pretty much what you're singing about in your songs?
Most definitely.
On your new album, Acoustic Chant, Ukulele Kirtan Serenades, you play the ukulele. It's not native to kirtan. Why the ukulele?
I was offering teaching sessions at my home on weekend mornings. Although I was giving talks and teachings, I also wanted to include some chanting. And so I decided to utilize my ukulele to support me. And it was just so sweet and endearing. And I just started to really enjoy accompanying myself with the uke. And so then I would find myself, rather than playing my guitar, sitting around the house playing the ukulele and chanting.
Let's hear your voice and the uke together for a moment.
Rama bolo, Rama bolo. Bolo bolo ram, Rama bolo, Rama bolo, bolo bolo ram. Sita bolo, bolo bolo ma. Sita bolo, bolo bolo ram. That's called Rama bolo.
And what are you singing about?
It's called Sing the Name of the Beloved.
Oh, it's really lovely. There is a sweetness that you get out of the ukulele, and there's a sweetness in your voice.
Thank you.
There's that pairing. Is that something you're going for on this record?
Yeah, absolutely. I went into the studio with my friend Eric Bazillion, and I just said, hey, how about if I come over and sing some chants and play my ukulele? And I sat in a chair and chanted these chants for maybe 4 hours, and that was the foundational material for the album.
Eric Bazillion from the Hooters.
Yeah.
A lot of us are familiar with his music. What role does he play on the record?
He's a tremendous role. He recorded my original chants and then played every possible instrument you could imagine.
And you have another interesting collaborator.
Yeah, Bhagiti Kumalo, who plays bass in Paul Simon's band. And he plays a very unique instrument. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw him play with Paul Simon, I saw him playing what looked like a ukulele. And when they zoomed in, I saw it had thicker strings. And I later found out it's called a U-bass. And so on pretty much on every track, he played, I guess, what you could call ukulele bass on the album.
You're singing hymns or mantras, and the audience sings back. It's a little like campfire singing, I guess.
Yeah.
What is that experience like, that call and response?
In kirtan, I guess you could say that everybody's a part of the band. It starts off call and response, but then eventually we start singing together and clapping together and sometimes dancing. And it can turn in from a very gentle, healing, peaceful experience to something that's very ecstatic.
You're from the area, Lower Merion. What's a nice guy from suburban Philadelphia doing writing, singing, and performing kirtan?
Well, thanks for considering me to be a nice guy. I first got into music when I was a teenager. Some years later, got into yoga and meditation. And then when I was exposed to mantras and kirtan, it just brought it all together for me. And that is the spiritual aspect of meditation and yoga and my passion for music.
I'd love to hear one of your songs.
Sure. This is on the new CD and it's called Govinda Hare. Govinda Hare, Gopala Hare, He Prabhu Dina Dayala Hare, Govinda Hare, Gopala Hare, He Prabhu Dina Dayala Hare, Govinda Hare, Gopala